Pick a flour. You don't take the fine flour. First you take the wheat and you roast it. It's a little bit harder. And then you grind it up. So, ein gezeres hakeli. Some say not allowed, even though it's thicker stuff, it doesn't come together so well, still it's awesome. Some say, no, you are allowed to knead it on Shabbos. The more man Yeshayimim, who's the Yeshayim that says it's Mutter? Rav Chizda, I'll tell you, this goes according to Rav Yosef Yehudi. This has to go according to Rav Yosef Yehuda. That says before it's Mutter, so here also it's Mutter. So it's Rashi. Rashi, di Rebbe, loy mahanye le shinui. Because according to Rebbe, there wouldn't be any heter at all. To menesina smayim echayim. Because Rebbe says, just for putting water into it alone, for that alone yechayim. So once you're adding water into the keli, avadah it's osur. Here it says even gibel is mutter. You're allowed to not only add the water, but even mix it up. That's mutter. So according to Rebbe, there's no tzar heter. But according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is a tzar heter. The kashrus of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda himself says you're not allowed to be goyvel. You can't be goyvelit. You're allowed to add the water to the flour, but he holds you're not allowed to mix it up and knead it. And here it says yesh umim, you're allowed to knead it. The teretz is v'hani mili Yehuda mishani. If you make a shinu, you make some difference. You make a shinu, that's therefore it's mutter. So the Mara Heichi Mishani, what kind of difference do you have to do on Shabbos to make a shinu? Om Rav Chizda al yad al yad. Just make little at a time. Don't make too much. That's called a shinu. You make a little bit of it each time separately. And even though you're adding the water to the keli and you're mixing it up, that's mutter. So the hesbri that this keli, since it's a different type of substance, not mamish flour, it doesn't really cling together. So it's not lash midiraisa. It's only xerim midirabon. If you make lisha on this keli, it looks like you make a lisha on regular flour. That's why it's osim midirabon. So since it's only nistim midirabon, here Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is moida. If you make a shinui, you make something different, it's mutter. So therefore, do a little bit at a time, it's mutter by this type of lisha with keli, with this thick type of flour. So the more of Bishovin, everybody's both of them are moida, sheboichshen eshashatis b'shabbos. You allowed to mix up the shastis on Shabbos, that's mutter. Now the shastis, that's what we had, that was Rashi said before, that's the type of a mixture you make from this keli, from this hard type of flour, you make a mixture. See, everybody holds, you allowed to mix it up on Shabbos. Rashi, sheboichshen, mamish betarvid, dainu goyfun. To make us take a spoon and mix it up on Shabbos, that's mutter. And vayte v'shoysin zeisim amitzri. Everybody holds you allowed to drink this drink zeisim amitzri on Shabbos. What's the chiddush? So Rashi de blav refuah nami mashku. Even though most people take it for refuah, so I would think it's also to drink it on Shabbos because we now want to take a refuah on Shabbos. Teretz says other people drink it for health also. The Tanan kol amashkin shayis nadim refuah. Since people drink it not for refuah, even though you're taking it for refuah, still it's mutter. If it's a drink that people take, normal, healthy people take it, then you want to take it on Shabbos. So that's the Zeisim HaMitzri. For the Gemara, I v'amrit ein goivun, how could you say it's mutter? Vishatis, it's mutter, I before we said ein goivun. So what do you mean everybody holds it's mutter? Here we had a machlekes. Some say, v'yeshayimrim, turn around an ein goivun as a keli. It says you're not allowed to be goivun. So how could you say here that everybody holds it's mutter? Before we had, you're not allowed to. V'amrit ein goivun, Gemara lekasha. Ho biyovo ho baraka. It depends what type of a bladder you're making, how thick it is. Hobov, if you're making it very thick, in other words, you have a lot of the flour there, and a little bit water, that it's thick, then taker it's awesome. Because with the rabbonin, it looks like lisha, so it's awesome. Hobaraka, if it's very loose, then bechal doesn't look like lisha, doesn't look like kneading, it's very loose, so that's mutter. Since it's only keli, that bechal, it's not real flour, it's harder flour. So here, with this type of a velosa raka, it's mutter. See, everybody's maskim, you can mix up, abi, it's very soft. Trashi bova, if it's a thick substance, ain't goivlin, of a baraka, boichshin, shein zulisha. There's no lisha bechal, but it's a very soft substance. So the more of a hani mili, even when you're doing it, by soft, hu de mishani, you have to make some type of a shini, some difference on Shabbos. Helchi mishani, what's the difference you're making? Omer Rav Yosef, b'choil and the wheat day, if the derech is nois nesa chaymitz, first you put the vinegar, v'yachar kach nois nesa shtis, and then you put this type of a flour into it. So if that's the normal way, is b'shabbos make a shinui nois nesa shtis, first put the shtis inside, v'yachar kach nois nesa chaymitz, and then put the vinegar inside on Shabbos. Make this shinui on Shabbos. What's a bit in the gate to this is people want to make the hot cereal on Shabbos. You want to make farina. I'll make feta cereal for the baby on Shabbos. So the eitzah is to do like we're learning right now. You have to make these shinuyim. That you have to make the shinu, whatever the derech is in the weekday, do the opposite on Shabbos. If in the weekday, first you add the milk, and then you put the baby cereal, so on Shabbos do the opposite. First put in the baby cereal, and then put in the milk. And hu adin, you're supposed to make it velosai rak as much as possible. Like, don't make it too thick, try and make it a little bit loose. And also, when you will see, we'll soon see the next shinui. When you're mixing it, you're supposed to also mix it with a shinui. Not normal, but go crisscross. We'll soon see the next shinui. So tomorrow, Levi Brei de Rav Huna. Levi, the son of Rav Huna, Bachia, Ashkechei Legavla de Venesia. He found the person that was the gavla means he used to feed his father's animals. And how do you feed the animal? You have to mix the water with the bran. So he met up this person that's feeding his father's animals. The Kogovil Visofle Latura. He saw him on Shabbos. He was taking this bran and he added the water to it. And he was Govil, used to mix it up on Shabbos. Visof, and he fed it to the animals on Shabbos. Is Botish Bey. So Huri yelled at him, tell him stop. It's also to do it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Govil on Shabbos. So Osavu, then his father came. Ashkeche, he found him. Omale. So Huri, the son, told the father, how come you're letting him do it on Shabbos? Amalei, so he answered back, Hochi Yomer Avu Adimuch, this is what your grandfather said, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, Umani, who is that? Rabbi Yirmiya Barabba, that Goivlin, you are allowed to mix up the food on Shabbos, V'loi Masvin, but not allowed to feed it to him. Trashi Goivlin, Heis Mursin Ayidei Shinui, you're allowed to be Goivl the Mursin, you're allowed to take this bran and add water to it, and mix it up on Shabbos, but some type of a shinui. You have to make some difference on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Kenefarish b'yozel. V'hu d'kol mishani. You have to make a difference. V'loi masvin l'turein. Ein mamirin oisin. But not allowed to feed it down his mouth, like to put it so far down, like the Mishnah says, that it can, he can't bring it up. That's awesome. Yeah. So the kid says, his grandfather said, it's mutta to be goivlin on Shabbos. Goivlin v'loi masvin. U'doloi loket b'lishne. And let's say he can't, if the animal is so young that he can't lick it up with his own tongue, then malkitin lay. Then you're allowed to put it down his throat. If he can't eat by himself, then you're allowed to feed him. So drashid loy loket b'lishne, ego kotin, a small calf, shadayin loy loymed lechol, he's not rugged eating, then you're allowed to put the food down his throat. Of zot gemara v'hani mili hudimishani. This is the teretz. When are you allowed to be goyvel? When are you allowed to mix it up even on Shabbos? Only with a shinui. It's not that the Mishnah says it's author, that's without the shinui. But with the shinui, it's mutter. So drashi v'hani mili the amorin, the mutter legabol mursin, that's if you make a shinui. So the mora hechi mishani, what's the shinui? Omer rav yemer, bashalmiya mishmei d'abayim, shesi veriv, that means mix it up crisscross. Go across, then go up and down. And not let it go around the way normally you mix it up, but go shesi veriv. Just doing it that way, I can't mix it up too good though. I have to go around and around, otherwise I can't get a good mixture here. Rabbi Yehuda, the other answer is, Menaro Lakli. You're not allowed to do it normal, take the spoon and mix it up normally. But the answer is, shake the whole kli. If you shake the whole kli, that's also called the shinui, that's mutter. So the kids said, these are the three shinuyim that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do the shinui, put in the opposite way first, and then mix it up, crisscross, do some type of a shinui when you're mixing it up. And also try and make it as much as possible, lasa raka. Don't make it too thick, but make it as soft as possible. Right. More kosi about Pinkis say the Ziri. It was written on Ziri's blackboard, his notebook, that Amrisi called him Rebbe. That Ziri once asked his Rebbe Yeshayla, Omani Rebbe Chia. He asked Rebbe Chia Yeshayla, Mahal Legavim. Are you allowed to mix up the mursin on Shabbos? Could you mix it up on Shabbos? So Omar Os, he answered the back, no, it's also. Mao Lafarik. What about the Mafarik? So Rashi learns the Farik means to empty it out. So Rashi loses mitoch kli. Shlefnei behemazu, for loses lefnei chaverta. Are you allowed to empty it out from one keli in front of one animal and put it next to the other animal? Omar Mutter. He said this is Mutter. Omer Rav Menashia, Chad Kamei Chad. You're allowed to put one portion of food in front of one animal. Trei Kamei Trei. Two portions in front of two animals. This is like a new Shaila Mishum Tircha. Rashi says, Chad Kamei Chadam. Milsa Biapanash. This is a new halacha. He, Chodem Midash Regin Losafnei Bein Lamutu Losafnei Meshabis. chen tarti. But to do more, it's also because you can't be matrich yourself too much on Shabbos. Of a tray shop, yeah, tray, kami tray is also shapoderm, it's also mutter. Has two portions in front of two animals, that's also mutter. Of a tlosser, if you want to put three portions, kami tray, in front of two animals, that's also. Because you're doing too much tircha, you don't have to feed him so much. And avada hu adin rush says you can't put two portions in front of one animal. Of a rabbi yosef amano, kav vafilu kabayim, he also knows no shear. You could feed the animal as much as you want. And ulu amakur vafilu kurayim, these are big measurements. As much as you want, you're allowed to feed in front of the animals on Shabbos. Merkosev apin kasei de Levi, as it was written on Levi's book. Amriz kami Rebbe, he has to shout in front of his Rebbe. Omani, who was it? Who was his Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al deheve gavlin shetisim abovul. He asked the Mishaila, how come in Bovel they were megavul? They used to mix up the shtiso. Used to have this kemach from Kelly, this like roasted flour, and they were mixing it up on Shabbos. So yes, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, what do? You hold this mutter or not? The Vitzavach Rebbe. His Rebbe was screaming, saying it's osur, it's osur. Omani Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Al deheve gavlin shtiso. He was screaming, how come people used to mix up this type of flour? For less to shmile, and nobody listened to him. The less chayla b'yodei, and he didn't have enough strength in his hands, lemeser. He couldn't go and give out a psak to a sosa. Midi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda was matarit, like we had shan this b'raisam, yesh oimrim goivlin, and man yesh oimrim, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So since there was a man the yom, said it's mutter, he didn't have enough koyach to answer it. Like we spoke out before, for this type of flour, it's only yisim the rabbonin. It's not real fine flour, it's only kemach koli, so therefore it's only a shal in the rabbonin. And there is a man the yom that says it's mutter, he couldn't have enough kerf to put out a nisr. More kosi about pin kefet Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It was written on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's book. Hai man de bechad b'shabbos. If somebody was born on Sunday, he should know yehei gibur, he's going to be a strong person. He's not going to have one thing. What does it mean one thing is not going to be within? He's not going to have any good in his life. I was born on Sunday and he's a Talmud Chochem, he had a lot of good. Ela means lav chad levisha. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. If you're born on Sunday, it's very good. V'dimi bar kukuzoso heaven v'chad b'shabbat. We were both born on Sunday. Ano melech, ich bin a melech, the Talmud Chochim is a rush. He was like a melech. For who have a resh ganvi? And he was the leaders of the bandits. So the chorus bad. So you see, for me it was good, for him it was bad. Elo the pshat is like this. Whoever's born on Sunday, ikulu letivui, ikulu levisha. Either be very good or be very bad. Not in between. For the more my time, how come? The Yivru Bei Or V'Choshech. On the first day was created light and darkness. So mainly either you're completely light or completely dark. One of the two. The Marahai Man De Betray B'Shabbos. What about somebody that's born on Monday? Yehei Gibor Ragzin. He'll be a strong person, but a Ragzin will be very angry. He'll have a temper. My time away, Mishum the Afligo Bay, Maya. Because in this day the water was separated. Trashi Kahu Yavdu Mikolodim. He'll be separated from everybody else. So be a strong, but he'll also be a rags and also be anger. Hai man de betlosa b'shavua. Someone who's born on Tuesday. Yehei Gibor Oster will be a strong person and a rich person. Vizanoi. He'll have to do with Rashi Noyef. He'll have to do with Nus. My time away, Mishum the Yivru Bay Asofim. Because the grasses were created on the third day. Trash Yivru Bay Asovim, the Chsev Tachi Oritz, Vudove Shepora Varova, Miyoid. It gives a very fruitful. Oma Mari Lagadla, it grows very fast. Litzmayach, the Winya Pritzis, that Ninya from Pritzis. So this person will be strong and rich, but it'll also have a Mida Pritzis. Yeah. Lishnachrin, another Pshat is, like Sibli Minehu, Piasov, another faith to its own men. So Melo, they had a lot of, they were Yoinik Zemizeh. They didn't state to their own men, who are then this person will have znus. Hai man de biaboy, b'shavuot, or someone is born on Wednesday, fourth day. Yehei gibor chochim. He'll be strong and a chochim. V'nor, he'll be light. My time away, mishum diitli bei moris. As in the fourth day, that's when the moris, the sun and moon, was put into orbit. So that's a good mazel, that's to be light. Hay manda b'chamisha b'shabbos, or someone is born on Thursday. Ye gibor, he'll be very strong, and goyim chasodim. La v'midah be goyim chasodim. My timer, mishum di'ivru bei dogim v'yoifis. Because Hashem traded fish and birds on Thursday. So what's goyim chasodim mean? So Rashi learns, shein torchon loichlon, el nizunin b'chas b'shalakadosh baruch hu. They don't have to work for their food. A bird and fish don't work too hard. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them their food. That's the midah of Goyim L'Chasodim. So just like the Eibishter gave his midah of Goyim L'Chasodim on Thursday, whoever's born on Thursday will have this midah to be a Goyim L'Chasodim. Hayman demayli b'shabosam. Someone is born on Erev Shabbos. Ye gibor, who'll be a strong person, and Chazrun. Chazrun Rashi mach tiracha mitzvahs. He'll be running after doing mitzvahs. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Chazrun b'mitzvahs. He'll be running after mitzvahs. Trashi, Shekein Derech Erev Shabbos, Lachzer Acher Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the Messias of Shabbos for Friday. Erev Shabbos, you're matriach, you're always running after doing mitzvahs, preparing for Shabbos. So if you're born on Friday, that's your midah to run after do mitzvahs. Hayman b'Shabbatam, someone that's born on Shabbos, Yehei b'Shabbatam Yomus. He'll die on Shabbos also. Why? Al b'achilu alavayu yoyim rabba, the Shabbos. Since he was born on Shabbos, he was Gurm, the Shavir Chilul Shabbos, he'll also die on Shabbos. And Omar Rova Bar Rav Shelo, Ukadisha Rabba Yiskori, who'll be called the Kaddish Rabba. Why, Joshua, Kadisha Rabba Yiskori, Shei Porish Bekodish, Tirsi the Kaddishayu. Since Shabbos has Kedusha, he'll also be called a Kaddish. Omaluhu Rabbi Chanina Puki, he says, go out. Omru leila bar lavoyi, tell the bar lavoyi, loy mazel yoim gurim. No, a person doesn't go after the mazel of the day that he's born. El mazel shor. But it's totally in the mazel what hour of the day you were created. that's when your mazel is totally in. Drashi mazel shor. Zayin mazel is saying, there are seven mazels to the, in the cycle of seven mazels. They go over and over again. Hamashamshin et hashoyis. Chanak shasam. The sun is one of the mazolus. The moon. The Ashar heaven kechovim. The other ones are the seven the planets we have. Tomorrow. Hayman the Bechamo. Whoever is born in the mazel of the sun. Yehei Gibor, he'll be a strong person. Zubiyosun Yehei. He'll be very shiny like the sun. He'll eat from his own food. He'll drink from his own drinking. Any secrets that he have will be uncovered. Just like the sun. The sun is always clear. You can see. You can't have any rezuyim. You can't have any private things. Im ganef le matliach. Mele, if you want to be a ganef and does things privately, you won't be matliach. Because everything will be open. Everybody will see what you're doing. Hay man de bekoichev. Whoever's created in the second mazel, that's called koichev. In English, some say it's the... No, Koichev. It's murky. No, I skipped something. Haimande b'koichev noiga. Whoever's born in the mazel of noiga, some say that's Venus. Yehei giber oser. He'll be a strong person and a very rich person. Vizanoi yehei. But he'll also have the mid of znus. He'll have. My timer, Mishum Disyalid Bay Nura. Because that's the times when the Nura, the fire was created in. Trashitolid Bay Nura, Eish, Tluya Byesa Mazel, Yetze Shal Tashmish, Boya Kitana. This person will have a Yetz Hara for Tashmish, for Znus, so lost love is Midah Znus. That's if you're born in a second Mazel of Noiga. Vaita Haimanda Bekoichav, whoever is created in, whoever is born in the Mazel of Koichav, sorry, when something has Mercury. Yehei Gibor, he'll be a strong person. Nohir, lightful, v'chochem, achochem. Why? Mishum the Safra, the Chamhu. That's like the cipher for the sun. That's what Mercury is called. Trashi Mazel Koichev, who cipher Shemazel, Chama. That's the cipher of the Mazel of Chama. Lichtev Derech Hiluchay. It writes down how it should go, how the sun should go. Kvoisav Umotzei Eitzlo Tomid. It's always near the sun. So therefore, it's called the Mazel of Koichev. Right, Hayman de Levoina. Whoever is created in the moon, it's Mazel, the fourth one. Yehei Gibor Sovel, he'll be a Gibor. Salvo Marin, he'll always take along bad things will happen to him. Trashi Kalavona Zu, Shemis Chavna, Shemis Nabob Olechis. Shemis Matob Olechis. It became smaller. As Lavona got its punishment, it became smaller. So if you're born in this thing, also you'll always have bad things. Banoi v'soisa, you'll build, but you'll break it down. Soso banoi, you'll break and build up again. Ochol deloy delay, you'll eat for doesn't belong to you. V'shosid deloy delay, you'll drink things that doesn't belong to you. Or rezoyo, and anything that's private, kisoyin, will be kept privately. Why? Because by the moon, you can't see too much in the sun, in the light of the moon. Melim ganef matliach. If you'll be a ganef, you know that you'll have a tzlacha. Because in the night time, they can't see what you're doing, you'll have the mazel. Hai man de shapsoi. Whoever's created in shapsoi, the tzaten, yehei gibur, he'll be strong, machshavoseho betelen. And is whatever he wants to do will be botel. And it's the yarmi called the machshon oloi, botlen, fakert. Whatever people want to do, can negate him, to do bet him, will be botel. Whoever's created in the mazel of tzedek says Jupiter, yehei gibor, he'll be a gibor, tzadkin, he'll be a tzadik. Omer Avnachar Rabbi Yitzchok, for tzadkin be mitzvahs, he'll be doing mitzvahs. That's the solution of the tzedek. Haiman de b'madim, whoever is created in the last mazel, seventh one of madim, said it's maz, yehei gibor, he'll be a strong person. Osher domo, he'll also always be spilling blood. Omer Avashi, e umno, either he'll be a surgeon. E ganver, also be a ganav that sometimes kills people. E tavcher, also be a shochet. Oy moiler, also be a moil. These are the four things, people that spill blood. That's if you're born in the mazel of madim. Omer Rabba, ano b'madim havoi. Rabba says, I was created in madim. So chur like that's makasha. I was born in madim, and I'm not one of these things. I don't spill blood. I'm not a shochet. I'm not a moil. Omer Rabba, nein mar nami onish v'kotom. You also give einshim, you also give punishment, and you also kill people. Trashi, onish, b'nayodim o'ivrim al-dvor. People don't listen to you, he gives them an einish. So it means that he gives them an einish, or means the Eibusha gives them an einish because they don't listen to him. So since people don't listen to you, they get an einish, so maybe they'll also get kotel because of you. Itma, Rabbi Chanina Oimer, nein, mazel machkim, no, Chanina holds, mazel machkim. There is such a thing as a mazel. A mazel makes you smart. Mazel mashu. If you're born in the right mazel, you become rich. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. There's such an Indian of mazel. Exactly what this means, Claude, we don't understand it too much. But there's such a thing as mazel as luck. You're born at this time, there's such a mid that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it, there's such a zach of a mazel. Rabbi Yechon Amanein. Ein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel. There's no such thing as luck by Klal Yisrael. V'yoz the Rabbi Yechon Atam. Rabbi Yechon goes according to this time. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael. How do I know there's no such thing as a mazel to Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael? So Rashi learns mazel machkim lefi ha mazel hi achochmon. Depends how much mazel you have. That's how much chochem you have. Because the yom of the bechamin noy vechochem. In the chlam yod depends when you're born. Different mazolus. You have different mazel. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. Shein tiflo utstoka mishane samazel. Shein tfilo utstoka mishane samazel. If you daven and give tzoka, it's not going to be mishane the mazel. That's the pshat for yesh mazel. There's such a thing as mazel. That's what it is. Ein mazel Yisrael zekrashi shayidei tfilo uschus mishane mazel l'toivo. But he's also masculine. There's such a thing as there is a mazel. If you're born at a certain time, you have a certain mazel. He just holds, though, that tefillah. If you daven to Hashem and you do mitzvah, you could change the mazel. So he also says like that. Now, in the Gemara, there is such a thing as mazel. It just means if you daven, this man yom holds, either is chus godom, you could be mishtana the mazel. That's how to have Yechonin. That ain't mazel Yisrael means you could change the mazel. And also Rabbi Yechonin time, the Yom Rabbi Yechonin, minayin shei mazel Yisrael. How do I know there's such a thing as a mazel by Yisrael that he can't change it? Shenema, koyemar Hashem, el derech hagoyim al tilmudu. Don't learn from them. Or mei oiseis ha-shemayim al techesu. Like, don't be afraid, don't look after the oiseis of the shemayim. Ki yechtu hagoyim meheima. Because the goyim will be afraid of them. Tzadik heim yechtu. Only the goyim should be afraid of the mazolis. V'lo Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael is not afraid of it. The Yaf Rav Sover ain't mazel Yisrael. The Yom Rav Yudu Yom Rav. Minayin shein mazel Yisrael. How do we know this Yisrael is no mazel by Yisrael? Shenem the Pasuk says, Vayoytze Yoytze Yachutza. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu outside. Omar Avram looking at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram told Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bonishleilam, then beat the Yerush Isaac, I have no children. Who's going to yashin me? Omar Loya Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lad, Kiyim Asher Yetim Meyechem. Somebody said, come out of you, your child will yashin you. Omar Lafon Rebbein Shalom, Nistakalti, Bistagnini Shali, I looked into like my mazel, Shashi Chokhmas HaMazolus, I looked into the stars, into the Chokhmah of the Mazolus, the Eini Ruyel Hoylet. And according to my mazel, Avraham Avinu said, I'm not right to have any children. The Eini Ruyel Hoylet then, Omar Le, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered, say, go out of Mitanignis Shaloch, go out of your mazel. Why? Shein mazel Yisrael. There's no such thing as a mazel Yisrael. So the pshat is that if duch tefilom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mishanerit. See, duch Avraham Avinu's tefilom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishaner his mazel, and now put him into the mazel, he could have children. My daitcho, the koi tzedek marov. This is l'chur what he answered him back, that this is what Rav was saying. Like, my daitcho, what's your right, there's no mazel, the koi tzedek marov. Rashi, the koil tzedek means shumazel shaloch. That was your mazel, marova. Shumoker mitzunim, a cold place. Ve'en roi lohulid. Kach mitzasi v'shasha ben olevi. That was the pshat. Since when Avraham Avinu was, I'm not sure if it goes back to Avraham Avinu or not, but what? Goes back to Avraham. It's Avraham was born in the mazel of tzedek, and then it was marova. So mele what? He can't have children. The mahadano mukmina lebe mizrochas. Everybody just said, no, I'll put back the mazel to mizrach. Joshim Mizrocha, Shumokim Chaim, that's a hot place. When you're hot, then you could have children. Final the Siddur, that's what the Pasuk says. Mihayim Mizrocha Tzedek Ru L'Ragloi. Yeah. Alright, that's the Pasuk. Alright, stop here.